Archers
Omnibus
for the week 29 September to 4 October 2002.
Lower Loxley is swarming with pirates.
She better be.
She is.
Nigel.
See?
Can you take over? I've been waiting 15 minutes for that company to ring.
Get out! A nasty scurvy maid!
What on earth?
You're our hostage now, Mistress Pargiter.
Do you like the costumes?
They're terrific, but I mean why?
I'm Sir Henry Morgan, Terror of the Caribbean.
And I'm Blackbeard, or more correctly, Edward Teach.
The most villainous pirate who ever shivered at Imber.
What are you dressed up for?
For the fancy dress party, of course. I should have thought that was obvious.
We're having a party.
You've got to celebrate an 8th anniversary properly.
Definitely. And we've invited a few old salts over for drinks.
A picnic on the island and one or two other bits of fun.
Oh, I can't believe it.
You didn't guess?
No, not at all.
And you do approve?
Thoroughly. Lovely though the bunch of flowers was.
You really didn't think that was it?
Well...
She deserves keel-hauling immediately. Have more faith in your husband, girl.
Well, come on, it's time to get ready.
Well, yes, but how? I mean, I haven't got anything to...
Oh, no, no, it's all right. We find you a costume.
Upstairs.
What is it?
Sort of tropical, brilliant reds and whites, yellows.
Yeah, yeah, with loads of flounces, like you spend all your time dancing on tables.
We're not dispensing rum to incorrigible sea dogs like us.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Well, go on then, the guests will be here soon.
Okay, one of you will have to wait for Duncan and White.
Lizzie.
They're meant to be phoning about tomorrow's... Oh.
Duncan and White don't actually exist.
So there is no conference tomorrow?
No. No, Kenton created a bogus fax.
Yes, we just wanted to make sure that you'd be in the office at the right time.
You deceitful pair of so-and-sos.
Us pirates do much worse things.
Absolutely shocking, some of them.
I look forward to finding out.
And you're happy with that?
Fine. Whatever.
We give Ed his card and present, then we're off.
We can't go straight away.
Well, we'll have to. We've got to get changed.
I know.
Then get over to Lower Loxley.
We've got to stay here for a while.
I don't want to.
It'd be really rude not to.
Well, we're not staying long, then.
What it is to be so popular, eh? Reckon we're the only people invited to both parties.
Yeah, well, it's the Lower Loxley one I'm going to enjoy.
Just relax, Will.
I mean, who wants to watch Ed showing off with his band all evening?
It's his birthday. Just got to get into the party mood.
Right. Now, has everyone managed to grab a glass of Blackbeard's piratical punch?
Lethal Kenton!
That's just what you need before a treasure hunt.
If there's any left afterwards, can I use it for sheep dip?
I shall ignore that, Dave. Now, has each pair got their instructions and a torch?
Oh, we're still giving them out.
Okay, then, while we wait, can I compliment you all on your fancy dress? I have never seen such a convincing bunch of rogues.
Speak for yourself!
Thank you, Shula. I am particularly impressed by Mr. Tim Beecham. Though the invite did say pirate, not parrot.
Well, he claims he's Long John Silver's parrot, Captain Flint.
Well, as soon as you've got that beak sorted out, let's hear from you, Tim.
We're all ready now.
Right, OK, you know the score. 8 stages to get round with your partner.
What's this about anniversaries?
Each clue relates to a year of marriage. The first one, paper, the second, cotton, and so on.
There's a list on the back.
Oh,
so
right.
Keep that in mind, and it'll help you decide where to go next. So, if that's all clear...
Yeah, clear as mud.
Excellent, then we can get started.
Isn't Kathy going to give us a signal first?
Oh, yeah. She's making sure there are lights on most of the way around. OK, everyone, as you were...
Please don't forget to fill your glasses before you go.
Nigel, I can't make head or tail of instructions.
Hang on, Lizzie, let's see.
Alistair's in despair. The first clue's impossible.
It's cunning, not impossible.
Kenton.
Look, don't come begging for help yet.
Have I got it right? We're only really doing the first 7 stages.
Yeah, that's it.
Then everyone drops out secretly, so Elizabeth and Nigel can win.
That's the idea.
Listen up, everybody!
Shh!
Kathy's flashed her torch. We're off!
You got to see this.
Cows!
I'm having such a good day.
Great.
Like at breakfast, Tony Archer phoned and suddenly I've got loads of work for next week.
What about presents?
I'll get into that. Mum and Dad brought me an effects unit for my guitar.
Oh, cool.
By the way, that was full price, the CD we got you.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Oliver and Caroline gave me this.
A cow?
Well, not exactly. I'm getting her a calf when she has it in spring.
A calf? Great.
Will, that's... really nice.
Well, always so I can start building up stock of my own. It's brilliant.
If you say so.
And the best thing is, when Grandad found out, well, he had to top it, didn't he?
What's he done?
So he's only given me baby spies.
Eh?
He told me an hour back before all the wrinklies left.
No way he's done that.
Nice. A cattle for your birthday.
But he can't have.
We can, and he did.
But that ain't right.
But I've got to get back. That's us on stage now.
But I gave him baby spies to keep for himself.
But I can't stop. No, we're going to be so good tonight. You wait till you hear that effects unit.
Come on, Ruth.
Everyone else has been up here.
The clue must be around somewhere.
I told you 10 minutes ago we needed to be on the treetop walk.
Well, you were quite right.
This way.
Keep your hair on.
Here we are. A little plastic bag pinned to the handrail.
And a note.
Well, what does it say?
Take me as proof you have visited the wild wood.
Ah, it's an acorn. The last one.
And then go in search of something hot which flattens.
Got.
How are you doing?
Not very well.
You know you're currently in last place.
We're not that far behind David and Ruth.
Something hot which flattens.
Oh, that's so easy.
Sounds like Blackbeard's punch.
That's why we're lagging behind, you know. Lizzie keeps insisting we go back for top-ups.
No, I don't.
Lizzie?
Oh, come on, you've got to get that one.
I only made us go back once.
Oh, yes, it was me who went back the last couple of times, wasn't it?
Something hot that flattens. And what's the 6th anniversary?
Let's see. Iron.
Yes, get it? Of course! The flat irons in the old linen room.
Well done.
But there's no point in rushing there. We're never going to win.
Simon and Debbie have gone completely the wrong way after the irons.
Have they?
Yeah. And Greg and Helen walked straight past the tapestry for clue 7.
The tapestry on the landing!
Oh, no. Oh, I've given the most difficult part away now.
Come on, Nigel. We're still in with a chance.
What a poser.
Lying up, Will. You got to admit, Russ has been pretty good.
Oh, Fallon's a good singer, and that's about all.
Yeah, thank you. That was gross.
She looks good and all.
Yeah, not bad.
But we're on again in a little while. Until then, it's back to the vinyls with Macca.
She looks great.
Ed's mates are such losers, chucking their drinks all over.
Take some nerve wearing that dress.
Yeah, suits her though.
I could never wear anything like that.
Oh, you don't want to. It's too short, really.
Nice to have the choice.
Don't be daft. You look great tonight, Em.
Thanks, but...
Well, you do.
I wish I didn't have to think about my star every time I want to wear something special.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Of course it does. It does to me anyway.
Honestly, you look great. Oi, Ed!
Were we brilliant or what?
You were fantastic!
Listen, we're shooting off now.
We can't, not yet!
Well, we've got to.
No, you've
got to
hear the new song. We're on again in 20 minutes, half an hour.
Well, we can't wait.
We promised Elizabeth and Nigel we'd go to Lower Loxley.
Well, I want to get something straight before we go.
I can't believe how good we sounded. Ash, we're fantastic.
About baby spice.
What?
Not now.
Grandad had no right to give her to you.
What are you on about?
Especially with her being in cuff. Rightfully, she's mine.
Leave it, Will.
Oh, just chill out. It's a party.
Well, when she does carve, I want to see some of the money. 50-50.
What's this, a wind-up?
And that's being generous.
Now's not the time.
They're too right.
Well, let's get moving, Will.
It ain't right what Grandad's done.
Save it for another day. See you, Ed. A great party.
Cheers, Em.
Oh, don't think I'll forget, because I won't.
Yeah, happy birthday to you and all.
No lights at all. Well, we must be the first here.
Are you sure we're meant to be on the island?
Shh! The clue was so obvious.
Well, not to anyone else, apparently.
Ah! A treasure chest!
Oh, Nigel, we've won!
It's the hare and tortoise all over again.
Well, hurry up and open it.
Shine the torch here, then. We may have been slow, but we've triumphed in the end.
What is it?
A little statue.
Well, let's see. Oh, it's made of bronze. Rather beautiful.
What an unusual prize.
Some sort of god.
Oh, I know. It's the fellow with the grapes, Bacchus. You know, the god of wine and revelry.
How lovely. And very appropriate for wild Sir Henry Morgan.
And the hot-blooded mistress of the pirate tavern.
It's rather exciting being marooned here alone.
Isn't it?
I wonder what's happened to the others.
Who cares? Sir Henry always favours darkness for his conquests.
Nigel,
mm-hmm.
Your false beard's going straight up my nose.
Sorry.
Better turn the lights on before they get carried away.
Oh, that's... Oh, that's... Happy anniversary!
Oh,
Nigel!
Happy anniversary!
Nigel.
I didn't know anything about this.
That's your anniversary present from all of us.
Oh, you fiddled it.
Yeah, we did. And it was jolly difficult making sure you got it because you seemed determined to lose.
But does that mean the whole treasure hunt's been a setup?
No.
Well, the rest of us competed hard up to the seventh stage. Tim Beecham and Irina won that.
And I'm afraid Ruth and David came last, excepting you two, of course.
If only you'd listened to me, David Archer.
It was listening to you made us fall behind.
Unfortunately, the rules are very strict.
Oh, look, you're not going to enforce the penalty, are you?
Ooh, I'm afraid we are. The last two teams have to nominate a player to walk the plank.
I nominate David.
Oh. And you're doing it for us, Nigel.
I suppose we're better or Kent will be up in arms. That was his idea.
Where is Kenton?
Thanks a lot.
I couldn't leave you stranded on the shore.
Yeah, we wondered where everyone had got to.
Oh, they're all on the island. We'll be the last ones there.
Oh, pity we missed the treasure, hadn't
we? Oh, we got her as fast as we could.
It weren't easy getting changes in Will's car.
Well, you're both looking very piratical. And Donna's a nice touch, Will.
It suits him, don't it?
We couldn't get away from Ed's party fast enough.
Oh, it weren't that bad.
Oh, they were all just acting like kids.
Not everyone.
Oh, Ed was really posing on stage. And everyone else was just mucking about. It's great to be with adults again.
Oh, nice to be appreciated.
Oh, what's happening over there?
Excellent. They're making Dave and Nigel walk the plank.
And is that someone up a tree?
Oh, that'll be Tim Beecham.
Right.
Yeah, thinks he's a parrot.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there's a couple of tinnies under your seat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you might want to open them now. You know, sometimes it's best to just go with the flow, man.
Hiya.
Oh, hi. Ruth's left some cheese out and ham.
Oh, has she deserted it?
No, she's just nipped to the shop.
What, landed you with Ben? That's very crafty.
Only for a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll take him off you.
Oh, no, it's all right. Grab something to eat.
Oh, no.
Go on.
What about you?
Yeah, I will in a minute.
Well, if you're sure. I'm starving.
Oh, I had a sandwich in the cab anyway.
Ah. Well, I saw you've got Lakey Meadow drilled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do burnt lentil for lunch.
Right.
Shh, shh, shh.
Do you know what she's gone to the shop for?
No.
Bet it's got something to do with Mum's birthday meal.
Sorry, she didn't say.
She's getting in a real flap about it.
Cooking's not Ruth's favourite activity, is it?
Nope.
A bit more comfortable. I thought you'd be laid up with pneumonia today.
Hey? Oh, my late night dip.
Good party, wasn't it?
Yeah. Up to the point where I had to walk the plank. It was very good.
What is Tim Beecham like?
Nice Barrett costume.
He's bizarre.
He's obviously got something going for him. That girl he was with.
Oh, Irina.
Mm. No. I mean this in an entirely non-sexist way, right?
Yes, I noticed most of the men had their eyes out on stalks.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, I'll make us some tea in a minute.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, no, Ruth's getting quite worried about this meal, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Chubba's gone to the trouble of getting a traditional Hungarian recipe from his mum.
Oh, right. Is it goulash?
Ah, that's well...
the only Hungarian meal I know.
Well, it is and it isn't.
Oh?
I thought it was. But then Ruth said it was more complicated than that.
Well, goulash can be complicated.
Ah, yeah, but in Ruth's opinion, this is taking it, like, to a whole other level.
Right.
No, I've seen the recipe. It's pretty tricky.
Well, we're talking sort of beyond goulash.
Exactly. In fact, I found it's best not to use the G word in front of her at all.
OK. Thanks for the tip.
We have another cough?
Yeah, this morning. It was a tricky birth, actually.
I should have helped.
No. Bert was around. We sorted it together.
I wouldn't mind a look at your calves later.
Feel free. Chubba, there's cheese, ham and bread for lunch.
Debbie, I'll hold Ben. You get something to eat.
No, it's all right.
Well, I'll take him now.
Only when you've finished. Oh, he's got comfortable. Be ashamed to disturb him.
All right. Chubba, I was just about to make a cup of tea.
Shall I put the kettle on?
Well, if you don't mind, yeah.
How's Josh enjoying school?
Oh, fine. He's got his little gang of friends now.
Oh, Phoebe's the same. She loves it.
Yeah, I'll soon settle in.
Apparently her teacher was very pleased yesterday when she cleared her table nicely.
Oh, good for her.
She was so serious when she was telling me. I can't believe how far she's growing up.
Yeah.
There. Ready soon.
Hey, get yourself something to eat and sit down, mate.
Thanks.
You're quite comfortable, are we? Mm-hmm.
This morning, your father told me something horrible.
Dad?
Yeah.
What was that?
Maybe I'm using the wrong word. He was telling me about the milk price.
Oh, no, horrible's fine.
Can't think of a better word myself.
It's impossible. We have perfect grassland in England. A big market.
And a rich one.
And the cows are milking good, but the price...
The worst in Europe. It's incredible, isn't it?
Impossible. Why?
Good question.
Well, it's not the milk, is it, Chabba? The price is determined by what you make from it.
Yeah, butter, yogurt.
Yes, I know.
And because for 50 years, farmers here sold milk straight to a marketing board, we didn't bother much about processing it.
No.
Other countries were smarter, and now they send their products here.
Yeah, Denmark, New Zealand, everyone.
You throw away money.
Oh, the pound being so strong doesn't help.
It's crazy.
Yeah, quite right, it is crazy. Which is why a few people around here are waking their ideas up.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm. And next week, Ruth and I are joining them.
Yeah, I got them back this morning.
Yeah?
There was a job getting them onto the platform, but bagging up shouldn't be too difficult now.
Right. How many bags am I doing?
160, or thereabouts.
Where are they?
In the trailer, Ed.
Oh, yeah, you just showed me.
Now, I've rigged up a chute, but to be honest, I don't know how well it'll work.
Don't worry, I'll get the spuds in somehow.
Promise you do it carefully.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want bruising.
Oh, of course not. And you said, like, 160 bags?
Yeah. You are all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just...
hungover?
A bit fuzzy, that's all. Well, I can do this, no problem.
Don't worry. I worked through a few hangovers when I was your age.
Yeah, I'll be fine once I get going.
I take it you enjoyed your party?
It was great.
Well, it's quite a landmark, your 18th.
Oh, yeah. I'm not boasting, but we played our best ever.
The draws?
Yeah, we were just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, if you want to take a look at the chute, I'll bring the sacks.
I've got, like, a Simmental calf to come in spring. That's what Caroline and Oliver are giving me.
That's good.
And Grandad gave me baby's voice.
Yeah.
She's in calf and all.
Oh. Very nice.
Yeah, Will went off in a bit of a strop because she used to be his.
All right, here you are. You can make a start with these.
He was only at the party 5 minutes and he legged it to Lower Loxley.
Yeah, Ellen said they had a good night there.
That's not my idea of fun, dressing up as a pirate.
Oh, we all enjoy ourselves in different ways.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now, you happy to make a start?
Yeah. Where are they all going, Ambridge Organics?
Oh, no. They're taking as many as they can sell already.
That's a pity.
We'll try shifting some at the farm gate and putting a sign up at the end of the drive.
Well, 4 tons is a lot of spuds.
Well, we're going to put them on special offer through the veg boxes as well.
Yeah, all the same.
Oh, no. I don't suppose you and your dad...
What?
Well, you don't fancy taking a few bags with you round your boot sales?
I could try.
Obviously, I'd make it worth your while.
Well, I don't see why not.
Dad, do you know where Tom is?
You're right, Helen.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, he's in Waterley Cross.
He's not?
Yeah, with Neil. They're picking up a couple of cheap pig-arts.
Oh, he knew it was my afternoon off. He promised to give me a hand.
Well, if you're stuck, I could help.
Well...
What needs doing?
So, I will go to Round Robin.
Yeah, Bert's probably up there already.
If he's not, I'll start to clear the ditch on my own.
Yes, please.
Right. See you later.
Right.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
Right, well, I better see how the new calf's doing.
Yeah, I'll pop along later.
Okay, great.
You were right about Ruth.
I didn't know Betty stocked that many spices.
Oh, I'm sure it'll all be worth it on Jill's birthday.
Well, I hope so. Oh, now, you said you were going up to Burntman.
Yeah, yeah, shouldn't take long to finish off.
If you see any sign of the maize contractors on your way there, can you let me know?
They're here this afternoon.
Oh, I'm supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Thanks. So you think Ruth and I are onto something, then?
Definitely. If we were still in Derry at Home Farm, we'd do the same.
Well, it just seems such a good idea. Now we're in a merged producer group.
Well, it's got to be one of the strongest in the country.
I reckon it is. So if we can't look at doing some of our own processing, who can?
And all the producers in your group are meeting next week?
Well, just those of us around Borchester, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are district committees being set up all over.
Oh, Ruth's keen to go.
Yeah, she is now.
Oh?
Well, she took a little persuading, because we're so busy.
But you talked her into it.
I gave her a nudge in the right direction, yeah.
Oh, Aunt Ruth and I lucky to have such clever husbands.
Do I detect just the slightest hint of sarcasm there?
As if! No, it's just that Simon's very pleased himself at the moment.
Oh, why's that?
His new evening class, North American Literature. He says the students are eating out of his hand.
Mm. Well, he's a clever guy.
Yeah, that's what Brenda Tucker thinks as well.
She's going, is she?
Yeah. Betty was telling me about it in the shop. Brenda won't stop raving about what a marvellous tutor he is.
Oh, I can believe it.
Oh, I know he is. Mind you, I'm not sure I'm going to pass on the compliment.
No?
I found husbands get very smug if you're too nice to them.
Not so fast, Ed.
Oh, my grip's slipping.
Have you cleared the back of the van, Helen?
Yep, there's plenty of room.
Well, it's a big chest of drawers.
Oh, I've got to let it down.
Yeah, well, mind your fingers.
Oh, there you go.
Well done.
Well, slide in now.
Oh, Ed!
What?
Can I lift it?
Sorry, I'll get in.
Right, Ed. I've got this end steady.
Right.
I didn't need both of you. I'm not helping.
Oh, it's done now.
All right, Tony.
All right. Gently does it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Anything else to go in?
Well, let's get it wedged in properly.
I'll manage the rest on my own.
You sure?
Yep. Anyway, I'm not taking everything at once.
Well, it should be all right. As long as you don't throw the van around corners.
Thanks very much.
Well, that's no problem. Are you selling the drawers?
No.
Well, only there's this bloke at one of our boot sales. Give you a good price.
They're not for sale, Ed.
Okay. It's just, well, you know, if you've ever got any old furniture you want to get rid of.
I'll bear that in mind.
Well, if there's nothing else.
Nope.
I'll go and get one with Miss Buds.
Don't forget to weigh each bag.
I'll do it properly, don't worry.
So, this is the start of the big move.
Yeah.
We weren't sure exactly what day you had in mind.
Well, Greg and I thought if I move the rest of my stuff over during the week and then officially move in at the weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's going to make life so much easier.
Yeah, of course it will.
I mean, it's such a hassle coming back to get changed every morning.
Oh, I can see that.
And since it's coming up to Greg's busiest time, I...
Oh, no, it wasn't easy last year.
Yeah, this time I just want to be there to give him some support.
I suppose if you didn't move in now...
Well, you probably wouldn't have time till the new year. And since it's what we both want, where's the sense in waiting?
No, I think you're doing the right thing.
Really?
Yeah. You've been together quite a while.
Seems like forever.
Why, he's a decent bloke. And you're serious about each other.
Yeah, of course we are.
I suppose moving in is just the next logical step.
I mean, I'm over there so much of the time anyway.
You taking the little desk?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No?
Well, I'll see. Really, it's just the clothes I'm worried about. Blokes never have enough storage space.
Really?
I thought I'd better find somewhere to put this before I think about bringing anything else over.
Yeah, good idea.
I don't want Greg worried that I'm taking over.
Oh, he won't think that.
We both really want this.
Yes, I know. And good luck to you. Hope it works out.
Thanks. Has Mum did anything?
Not as such.
What she said, Dad?
Nothing, really. Well, nothing in particular. She said anything to you?
No.
Well, she knows what's happening. You haven't made any secret of it.
No.
I guess she's just getting used to the idea.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, of course she is.
Yeah. Only sometimes I get the feeling she's not too happy about it.
This way. Is it going to be level?
Well, it should be.
Let's... Okay, let her go.
I wish he'd had more to sell.
Well, yes, at that price.
It's cheaper than we can make arcs ourselves.
He was only a hobby farmer, really.
I guess so.
Wanted out when the going got tough.
Actually...
I've never known anyone in Waterley Cross really understand pigs.
I don't think we've got this the best way round.
We haven't.
You can get quite a wind coming across, and those birch don't offer much protection.
It should be the other way around. You want the entrance away from the weather.
OK, let's turn it 90 degrees.
Are you ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
It's good, though, isn't it?
What's that?
The guy from the restaurant chain phoning.
Oh, yeah. A better.
That should do.
You were starting to worry, weren't you?
That's OK. Yeah, I mean, he seemed so positive when I met him.
You said he liked the product.
Definitely.
And that's why he's phoned to put an order in?
Well, he's waiting till he's had a meeting with his managers in a week or two. Then he's going to get back to me to talk numbers.
Oh, that sounds encouraging.
Well, it's more than that. He's completely sold on them.
Well, let's get some straw in.
And I've had another brilliant idea.
Oh, what's that?
A new way to expand. You know our backlog of frozen pork?
Yeah?
Well, I was talking about it with Mum yesterday, and she said, why not use it for sausages as well?
Well, yeah, but there's only so many you can sell.
Not if you market the right product at the right time. Huh? Christmas pudding specials.
What?
They'll be walking off the shelves in December.
Christmas pudding sausages? They don't sound very nice.
That'd be great.
You think so?
Definitely. We use minced pork to make small, sweet sausages to put around the turkey. Christmas pudding shaped.
Sweet?
Yeah. Mix the pork with raisins, spices and rusk. One of the big supermarkets did them last year.
And did they actually sell any?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Actually, we had a go last night. Mm-hmm. Came up with a mix and tried it as meatballs.
Did you? And what did they taste like?
Pretty good. Huh? Do you want to try some at lunch?
Let's get the other half off the trailer, shall we?
What about sometime this afternoon?
Have you got a particular patch in mind?
There's a couple of spots the deer were shy of during the summer.
You were talking about somewhere near Littleton.
Where the brook runs into the pool. I think we need some kind of shelter belt there.
Oh, well, I've got a meeting in Felpersham later on. Why don't we look straight after lunch?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Oh, and you'll want to see this.
What is it?
Forms for the leaf audit.
Oh.
You phoned and asked for them.
Oh, yes, I definitely want us to do it.
I'll leave it with you. As our resident environmentalist.
Well, filling it in might have to wait till next week.
As long as I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, and while I remember, I've been in touch with FWAG as well.
Oh, yeah?
They're sending an advisor in a couple of weeks.
Well, you want to go ahead with getting a farm plan drawn up?
Well, it won't do any harm.
If you're happy to deal with a FWAG guy.
Yeah, sure. If nothing else, it's always good PR to improve wildlife resources.
Within reason.
Obviously.
I don't mind keeping the bunny huggers happy as long as it doesn't cost me a penny.
You are such a cynic.
No, I'm not. I'm a well-loved and respected pillar of the community.
What's given you that idea?
My doting daughters.
Oh, yeah?
For one thing, Kate sent a very nice email thanking your mother and me for her birthday money.
Yeah, I spoke to her yesterday. She had a fabulous party with Lucas's family.
So I heard. And I can do no wrong in Alice's eyes at the moment.
Yeah, she loves that saddle. Never seems to be off Chandler.
Obviously, the two of them having birthdays so close together does mean I'm nearly bankrupt.
Absolutely, Dad.
And now, of course, your mother's thought of another way to spend money.
What's that?
She mentioned October the 16th to you.
Oh, yes. The great launch.
You go on at me to make you a thermos. Only because you were by the kettle.
Hold on, Tom. I need to change hands.
You leave the blessed thing on the kitchen table and expect me to come running after you.
Right, I'm all right now.
I didn't ask you to bring it up here. You all right with that, Neil?
Yeah, fine, thanks, Pat.
Right. Let's put her down.
All right.
Well, if I hadn't brought it, you'd only start grumbling.
You can let go now.
That's it.
I just wish you were better organised sometimes, that's all.
Thanks for the thermos, Mum.
Now you've made me late for the dairy.
Which way round do we want this one? Same, I suppose.
She's been like that since the weekend.
Well, everyone has off days.
I think Mum's having an off week.
Well. I reckon it needs bringing forward and turning.
Tell you what, after all that fuss about my coffee, I might as well drink some. What about taking 5 minutes?
Yeah, fair enough. Mine's on the trailer.
Of course, the fact Helen's about to move out doesn't help.
Oh, where's she off to?
Well, Greg's, of course.
Oh?
It's no big deal. She spends all her time around there anyway.
Oh, it's a big step, moving in with someone.
They probably won't notice the difference.
I'm not sure I agree with you.
No?
It's all very well, rushing into a relationship.
It's hardly a rush.
If you don't go in with your eyes open, you soon get in an awful tangle.
They know what they're doing. They've been together for ages.
It's not just Helen and Greg. I mean, you know, in general. That's what Emma doesn't seem to realise.
Oh, right. You're on about Will.
Huh. She talks about him as though he was God's gift.
He's all right.
You'd think she'd have more sense the trouble his family's caused her.
Well, I know there have been problems.
You know, it's over a year since the accident.
Yeah, I know.
And it's still making life difficult for her.
How?
They haven't even sorted the compensation out yet.
Yeah, that all takes ages.
Emma got her solicitor's letter yesterday. She's got to see a consultant at Borchester General.
To see how she's doing?
He's going to do some reports for the Medical Injuries Board.
Well, sounds like progress.
Yeah. She should get her appointment through in the next few days.
It's not so bad, is it? At least she'll get some dosh.
No amount of money will make up for what she went through.
No, it was pretty awful.
And I think of finding her that night. Not sure if she was even alive.
Yeah. Well, that was Ed's fault. Will's different.
Two dogs from the same kennel.
No, now that's not fair.
That's how I see it, I'm afraid. Susan keeps telling me to be more open-minded.
Maybe she's got a point.
She's even invited him over for her birthday tea next week. Of course, he jumped at the chance.
When we had the fencing running down here in, what was it, July time?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Once the sun's up, there's not a lot of shade for them.
No.
Some of the smaller hinds were getting pushed out in the open.
And we don't want them losing conditions, searching for somewhere to get cool.
No. So I thought that if we plant a stand of trees below the ridge, and we won't need that many.
What, as well as the ones you want to put near the pool?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, put an order in as soon as you like.
And we need more tree guards.
Right, well, it'll give Andy something to do next month.
Dad, can you pass me the bins?
There you go. Well, what have you seen?
Wait a sec.
What is it?
Just below Sawyer's. Wow, they are so late.
Come on, Debbie.
Look, have a look yourself. Between the oaks, you know, at the top of the field.
What am I looking for?
You'll see.
Oh, yes.
If they're still drilling their winter cereals now...
When are they going to get finished?
Do you know, I thought the whole point of bringing in contractors to work estate land was increased efficiency.
Yeah, that was the idea. Matt went to great lengths convincing the board it was the way forward.
Ah, it doesn't seem to have worked then, does it? They are running way behind.
You can bet there'll be a yield penalty at harvest time.
Well, surf borders to land right. If they'd stayed with us, they'd have everything in by now.
Yeah, of course they would.
So, in the end, changing's going to cost them money.
Yeah, I'm sure Matt'll want that drawn to his attention.
Oh, yes.
I must remember to mention this at our next board meeting.
I can't promise we'll come, but at least if it's on the calendar...
October the 16th, and it's a Wednesday.
Okay, what sort of time?
7 o'clock onwards.
Right. And what exactly are you doing for the launch?
There'll be drinks and nibbles for a start.
Oh, well, that should get Tony's interest.
And Usha's being very good. She's lending us a special sort of projector they use for presentations at Jefferson Crabtree.
Oh, so we won't all be crowded round one PC?
No, no. We'll have a screen set up so everybody can see the Ambridge archive go online.
You must be so pleased to see it all coming together.
Yes.
Very satisfying to have a finished product.
Oh, hardly finished. With a website, the work never ends.
You're going to keep it updated?
I shall try to.
Oh, hi, Auntie Jen.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Mum, have we got any more Christmas pudding meatballs?
I don't know. Oh, you're letting a terrible draught in, Tom.
Sorry.
Christmas pudding meatballs?
Yeah, they're sausages, really.
Well, I haven't made any more, if that's what you mean.
You said you were going to do some.
Well, we said we'd have another go today.
So there aren't any?
No.
Oh, well, they sound fascinating.
I've told Neil he can try one.
Well, then you'll have to untell him.
But I thought you were going to...
Tom, I can't change what I'm doing to suit you all the time.
Okay, it's no big deal.
We can have another go this evening.
Doesn't matter, I'll do it myself.
Is this a new line you're trying, then?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. See ya.
Bye.
Honestly, sometimes he acts as though I've got nothing else to do except run round after him.
He's a typical young man, that's all.
Oh, I shouldn't have got so cross.
You weren't really cross.
It's not Tom who's bothering me.
No?
Helen's moving in with Greg at the weekend.
Properly moving in?
Oh, yes. She's taken a chest of drawers over, most of her clothes. Within a few days, she'll have gone.
You'll still see her all the time.
Yeah, but this won't be her home anymore.
Surely it hasn't come right out of the blue, though, has it?
Oh, no, Helen's talked about it for a while. I've been trying to let it sink in.
But you're not keen on the idea.
I just wish it was someone else, someone more her own age.
Greg's very fond of her.
Yeah, he seems to be. But who knows, he's so buttoned up.
He's certainly not an extrovert.
And he took so long to tell her about his family. I don't like secretiveness.
Have you had an awful row with her?
No. For once, I had the sense to keep my mouth shut.
There's not really very much else you can do, you know.
I know. I should be used to them as a couple by now.
Well, when I think of some of Kate's boyfriends, Helen could be doing a lot worse.
I'd resigned myself to her being with him for a time. I just kept hoping eventually she'd grow out of it.
Oh, she still might.
Oh, I don't know, Jennifer. Moving in feels much more permanent.
It's for one of Phoebe's friends.
Yeah, her best mate at the moment, Daisy.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Well, her parents got pots of money.
They must have, hiring Lower Lockley for a kid's party.
Well, not the old place. It's only the birthday package.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, he's done it a couple of times now.
Is this the animal thing?
Hmm. Mini safari around the nature walk and rare breeds, then tea and games in the orangery.
With jammy dodgers and ice cream.
You are not going, Brenda.
Oh, spoil sport.
See, the point is, by the time I pick Phoebes up from school, get her into a party dress and over there...
Oh, the blue one with a little lace bow.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, she looks great in that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got no chance of looking in on Marjorie as well.
Oh, right.
So, I came here hoping Mum would be off this afternoon.
No, she's at the shop till it closes today.
Oh, what pain.
Look, don't worry, I'll call in on Marjorie for you.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, of course. That's what you were hoping I'd say, isn't it?
Oh, you're a star.
So, what needs doing?
Well, Hayley's left us some stew in the fridge. That only needs heating up.
That's easy.
You can do a few spuds to go with it.
It's just about in my range, Roy.
And if you can make her a cup of tea as well.
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant.
So she still can't do much for herself?
She's on the mend, a doctor reckons, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, that age. Can't be easy.
Well, at least the swelling on her wrist going down, so she doesn't have to have the strapping on at night.
Oh, that's good.
But Hayley still has to pop down in the mornings to help her get dressed.
And she's eating with you every day?
Only till she gets better. Except tonight, of course.
Oh, well, I'm happy to fill in for you.
Oh, thanks. I owe you. See you later.
Although I won't be able to stay long with her.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I need to be away by 7.
Well, you got something on?
I'm going over to Felpersham.
For work?
No. A night out with the girls, that's all.
What, about here?
No, lower.
You can't have bunting too low.
Oh, go on, bring it down, please, Kenton. More, just... that's it.
That's very low.
Well, yes, deliberately.
Well, I hope there's some method in your madness.
There is. We don't want tiny hands getting too close to the Tamworths.
Oh, right, so this isn't decoration, it's crowd control.
Sort of. We've got to keep them where we want them.
Ah, right. That's very clever.
Thanks for helping out.
I was glad to. Actually, it looks all right, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't know what the pigs make of it.
Well, they're probably delighted to have their home brightened up.
Don't you just love the little flags around the chicken run?
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, is that everything?
Yeah, I think so. Now we simply have to wait for the screaming hordes to arrive.
Oh, what a thought.
Well, you're all right. You make yourself scarce.
I might stick around for a while.
Have you ever had to deal with 20 manic infants before?
Well, exhaust them going round the nature trail and they'll soon pipe down.
Yes, I'm hope.
Well, I'll have a great time in the orangery. Mm. It looks fabulous with all the helium balloons.
Yeah, well, we're getting hang of these parties now.
You want some apples, don't you, eh?
Crazy thing.
Well... you might just be in luck.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
I wonder if I get in fat.
You know, we're very similar in our approach to work, you and me.
Are we?
Yeah, it's all about attention to detail, isn't it?
I don't really...
Oh, like this, you see, making sure the kids don't get too close to the animals.
Well, it's just common sense.
Yeah, but other people might not bother, and you do, and that is why the parties go so well here.
Well, thank you. Fingers crossed for this one.
And I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweat the small stuff and everything else follows. That's my attitude.
Right.
That is precisely what I'm doing with the cyber cafe now.
Oh, I was talking to Cathy about that.
Yeah, well, it's still early days, but you know, I think I found the perfect location.
Really? Whereabouts?
In Borchester. Well, actually, there's a couple of possibilities. I'm seriously looking at both of them.
Oh, isn't that a choice?
That's why I've been so busy this week.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been going flat out to find what trade's like in both areas.
Oh, well, Cathy mentioned something. She's looking at the catering for it?
Well, yeah, she's drawing up the figures. What it costs to put an attractive menu together, that sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, well, she'll be good at that.
I've given her the easy job, really, and I'm doing the slog around Borchester, seeing what we're up against.
Well, visiting all the other cafes.
Do you mind? It's a lot more arduous than that.
Is it true you've got a backer already? Because Cathy said you're drawing a business plan up for someone.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Mm. Who is it?
Getting investors is a complicated business, so, you know, at this stage, best not to name names.
See.
What I can say is we're definitely generating some serious financial interest.
No aches and pains after the walk yesterday?
No, it was great.
Oh, I enjoyed it as well.
There's another stretch along the towpath we'll have to do sometime.
Oh, well, I'd like that.
What about late afternoon or early one evening next week?
Possibly. I'm not certain what our plans are at this end.
Oh?
Yeah, we're going to invite Pat and Tony over to dinner one night, not sure when.
Oh, doesn't matter.
I don't even know if the idea is to congratulate or commiserate with them. Helen's moving in with Greg.
Is she? Oh, well, good luck.
I'm not sure that's Pat's view.
She must have seen it coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, at least my gamekeeper will never want for fine cheese.
But there's no problem tonight?
Not with meeting up, no.
That doesn't sound too enthusiastic.
Well, I can't wait to see you, but...
What?
I've been thinking about this awful wine bar you want to go to.
It's not awful.
Smoothies, fruit, cocktails, juices.
You can get alcohol there as well.
And I'm going to need it if the place is heaving with scrubbed-up Puritans.
Look, it's supposed to be very pleasant.
If you say so.
And it's completely non-smoking.
Ah, well, yes. Well, I suppose that is a plus.
It is. Especially when I'm trying to look after my body.
Always happy to help you do that, Siobhan.
I don't know how Hayley does it. Well, I feel guilty about leaving her on her own with all them.
There are plenty of other parents in there. And once Kathy's finished serving the cake...
But... Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, give your ears 5 minutes rest, eh?
Yeah. It's incredible, the noise they make.
It was quite a collective scream, wasn't it, when I jumped out as Uncle Cedric?
Yeah. Hayley was louder than anyone.
She didn't know I was going to do it. It was last-minute inspiration.
Oh, it was a nice idea.
Oh, sorry, is this bothering you?
No, but, well, it is rather a strong cigar.
Well, Uncle Cedric was very fond of them. I find I enjoy one occasionally now.
That lad can't keep still to save his life.
What, the gingerhead one?
Yeah, Luke. Oh, well done, Kathy. Stopped him falling off his chair, look.
Well, if he will throw himself about like that.
Well, Hayley says there's always one at these parties.
Yeah, absolutely fearless.
More than you can say for the Derbyshire Redcaps.
He terrified them, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think the Tamworths were too impressed either.
Well, it's just as well that Hayley's so alert. Another second, he'd been right in the middle of them.
What, no one else even noticed Luke had gone back there.
She's so professional.
Oh, yeah. Now, Hayley's good at her job.
Mind you, everyone says the same about you.
Do they?
I've heard you've got a really good head for business.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Well, you studied all that stuff, didn't you?
Well, I did economics and business studies, yeah.
Suppose you were starting up for yourself, you know, your own company.
Oh, like a cyber cafe?
Oh, you've heard about it?
Yeah, the odd whisper.
I'm seriously looking at the idea.
Oh, sounds interesting.
I mean, obviously, I've got a lot of business experience already, but, you know, there's no harm checking I've covered all the bases.
I take it you know where you're going to set up?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Right, and you've an idea of what sort of footfall you can expect there?
Yeah, yeah. Footfall?
What, are you on a main thoroughfare with a lot of people passing, or are you somewhere out the way?
Yeah, no, I thought that's what you meant. Yeah, no, it just really depends which option I go for.
Oh, so you haven't settled on anywhere yet?
Well, not absolutely definitely, no.
Because location's so important. You might save money taking somewhere off the beaten track, but then you've got to get yourself known.
Of course, yeah.
And that's got implications for signage, your advertising budget.
Well, naturally, yeah.
And plus, you've got to work out, are you a standalone business, you know, one of a kind?
Well, I'd be starting with one cafe, yeah.
No, I mean, do you want to be part of a cluster? Well, because it can pay to be near other eating places if the whole district gets a reputation for food.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, and there are loads of other considerations. Have you done any cash flow projections yet?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, basically, you're just confirming what I knew already.
Oh, that's all right then.
But it's nice to know I'm a long way down the right road.
Yeah, well, I hope it works out.
Skiving off when you needed most.
We were just coming back.
Jolly good. Most of them have finished their desserts. Do you know what they want, Kenton?
What's that?
To hear some more stories from Uncle Cedric.
Oh, no. You've obviously been a big hit.
Oh, they're dying for you to come through.
I was hoping to finish my cigar first.
There'll be a lot of disappointed faces if they have to wait.
Well, never let it be said I don't rise to the occasion.
Now then, where are these troublesome
Well, better or worse?
Oh, it's all right, actually.
You see?
This has got a good wine list.
I like the way it's laid out.
Yeah, well, it's your sort of place, isn't it?
And what do you mean?
All nooks and crannies.
So?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
See, it's perfect for an evening à deux.
Which is quite cosy, isn't it?
Very.
Cheers. What a nice way to round off a good day.
What's been happening?
Nothing exceptional, I suppose.
What?
I had a nice chat with Alice on the riding course.
Oh, what about?
School, friends, nothing in particular.
Oh, those are the best kinds of conversation.
Yes, yeah, I'm still in her good books because of the saddle.
Ah, enjoy it while it lasts.
And the winter wheat's getting drilled in good order.
So the farm's going well?
Well, not on the money side, that's a disaster area.
Oh.
At least it's less hassle, since we stopped being responsible for the estate as well.
So you're noticing the difference?
I'll say. Debbie and I actually give home farm the attention it deserves.
Well, you're looking more relaxed.
What about you? You're positively glowing.
Am I?
Radiant.
Must be the walks. Oh, that and the antenatal classes.
That went well.
I really enjoyed it. This week and next, we're finally dealing with the actual birth.
Hasn't put you off?
Oh, no. Quite the opposite.
You've got such a fabulous smile.
I've got a lot to smile about. Getting more and more real. I'm going to be a mother.
Wish I could be there.
So do I. But I know you can't.
I'll be missing something very special.
I don't think Elizabeth would make way for you now.
It's really helping having her there.
Oh, very much so.
Excuse me, are these stools taken?
Oh, hi.
Need me some?
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you.
No, it's quite all right.
I'm doing some work for Borchester Land.
We're discussing translation fees.
Well, carry on.
If you want to take the stool...
No, no, it's...
Oh, please, go ahead.
We're not staying long,
are we? It's okay. I'm meeting up with a whole gang of students. There's not really enough room here anyway.
Oh, well, then.
Simon?
I'll see you.
Oh, Lord.
Hi!
Hello. What do you think of the look, then?
Great! There's no point in staying here. No room.
Now, don't turn around.
Yeah, let's try the place behind the cathedral.
All right. Whatever you say, Simon.
They're gone.
Oh, Brian.
That's all right.
Look what are we going to do?
Nothing.
What?
Simon won't say anything.
Of course he
will. No, he won't. He couldn't get out fast enough. Didn't you see his expression?
I didn't dare look.
And the way Brenda was dressed.
Oh. But you don't think that...
Meeting up with a gang of students.
Oh, you're not serious.
I certainly am. I'm sure he's up to something. It's written all over his face.
Any time after 7.
Right.
That's for drinks. We'll start eating around 7:30, if that's okay.
Whatever suits you.
That's what it suits Jill. It's her birthday.
Well, I'm sure 7:30 will be fine.
Oh, it might be nearer 8, mind. Depending on, well, you see, it's a new recipe.
Can I have the brush?
Well, I'll sweep up.
No, it's all right. Cleaning the parlour's my one job this morning.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Though, if you wouldn't mind putting the used teat wipes in the bag.
Sure.
We're both looking forward to the meal very much.
Don't get your hopes up.
And I presume, since it's Hungarian, it'll be quite spicy.
You know it's going to be Hungarian.
Well, wasn't I supposed to?
Does Jill know as well?
Well, yes.
It was meant to be a surprise.
Oh.
I told David not to say anything.
Oh, well, it's not his fault. It just came out when we were chatting with Chabba.
And did Chabba say I got the recipe from his mum?
Yes, but look, it doesn't matter that we know.
Oh, I suppose not.
Jill thinks it's very kind of you to go to so much trouble.
It's no trouble. Not for a birthday. Except the noodles might be tricky.
Oh, I like noodles.
I was tempted to buy them, but Chabba says his mother always makes them herself.
So they're going to be homemade.
I thought I'd better have a go.
Oh, well, if they're a success, you might find yourself being roped in to cook for Harvey's supper.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm going to have to come up with some ideas for it this afternoon.
Is that what you're going to see Janet for?
Yes, she's organising a sort of steering committee.
I'll pick the kids up from school then.
Oh, it's all right. We'll be finished long before then.
I'm just going to make a start on the grassland.
Oh, okay, Bert.
Oh, did you enjoy your concert yesterday, Bass?
Well, I meant to ask about that.
It was excellent. Some of the best choral work I've ever heard in Phelpsham.
Oh, that's saying something.
Jill thought it was first rate, too.
What a nice pre-birthday treat.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll give her our card when I see her this afternoon.
Oh, that's good of you.
Right, yeah, well, you'd better crack on.
Don't worry if you don't finish all the ploughing before you go. Chabba can do some later.
Ah, that might be handy.
In fact, Ruth, it was a very nice evening all round.
I'd forgotten you went out last night.
The only hiccup was getting into Phelpsham. We were a little late.
There was some terrible traffic around.
I had hoped we'd get there in time for a drink before the concert.
No luck?
Unfortunately, no. And we saw a lovely little wine bar just behind the concert hall.
I don't know that area very well.
Well, it looked very popular. I noticed Simon in there.
We stay more in the centre if we have a night out in Phelpsham. Was Debbie with him?
Well, I didn't see her. He was with Brenda Tucker.
I imagine Simon's always surrounded by students.
Yes, there was quite a crowd of young people there. Debbie's coming over later, isn't she?
Yeah, for the Hassett Hills meeting.
I wonder if she was with them. I'd like to know if that wine bar's as good as it looks.
You'll have to ask her then.
And what sort of pirate were you?
Not a very good one. Alistair wanted me to wear a false beard.
Oh, no.
And I refused point blank.
Quite right.
I was quite impressive waving my cardboard cutlass around, though.
So it was a good night?
Yeah, great fun. Elizabeth loved it.
It's certainly an unusual way to celebrate an anniversary.
She was thrilled with Kenton and Nigel for organising it all.
Perhaps we should have a harvest supper in fancy dress.
Hmm.
No, maybe not. I wonder where everyone's got to.
Oh, it's still only 5:02.
Oh, yes.
I'm early. I was keen to get away from the racket. Builders arrived at lunchtime.
Is this for the extension?
Yeah. They've started on the foundations for the new waiting room and reception area.
I don't envy you all the disruption.
We're just going to have to grin and bear it for the next few weeks.
Or months, knowing most builders.
Oh, thank you for that comforting thought.
Sorry.
Oh, by the way, Auntie Chris sends her apologies.
She can't come.
No, she's got to go into Borchester this afternoon.
Probably fleeing the wrath of Linda Snell.
Oh, dear, why?
Chris had to tell her she can't have the halls put on Mother Goose this Christmas.
Why not?
The Felpsham Players booked a 2-year slot last October.
Oh, so we won't be having an Ambridge pantomime?
No.
What a shame for Linda.
She wasn't very happy about it.
Still, I suppose one or two other people will be relieved.
Yes, like the rest of the village.
I'm sorry.
Are you late?
Oh, no, it's all right.
We have to look everywhere for the heifer. She got on the road.
Oh, as long as you brought her back.
Yes. So if you want to go to your meeting...
Oh, I'll just plough to the end, then you can take over.
You have done a very good job so far.
Yeah, not too bad.
It's perfect. Good ploughing is difficult.
It's not if you get the pitch right before you start.
The pitch?
Yeah, you know, so the heel iron don't cut too deep.
Oh, yes. But I didn't know the English word.
Now, you're sure you'll be all right finishing off to the hedge?
No problem. At home I plough a lot.
Yeah, it's not a hard stretch to do.
It looks good. And I like ploughing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, very much.
Good. I'll hop out and you can take over. Are you busy on Sunday?
Sunday? No.
Honey, there's a ploughing match at Pennyhasset. I'm going to watch. If you fancy coming along...
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, it should be good fun.
You're very kind.
Oh, not at all.
You know, before I came here, I was nervous. Afraid no one would like me. I didn't know if I was welcome.
Oh, of course you were.
It is nice to be asked to go somewhere. And that's the second time today.
Well, if I'm taking notes, I'd better get this straight.
Half the money we raised from tickets is going to the Pennyhasset's roof repairs.
Yeah, I've got that. And the other half is going to famine relief.
The appeal for the crisis in southern Africa, yes.
Mm. Let's hope we can raise a decent amount.
We need to attract as many people from the four parishes as possible. The question is, how?
Mm.
The safari supper we had a few years back went very well.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Mm, but that wouldn't make the best use of the hall, though.
No. And it can all get rather complicated if you're eating a different course in each village.
Yeah. But the barn dance was a great success.
Oh, with Jolene's group.
Yes, everyone enjoyed that.
Oh, except I think the pony club's having a dance in Edgeley Round then.
Mm.
Oh, yes. And in fact, there's a Cayley in Darrington on the 24th as well.
Oh, we'll have to do something different then.
Yeah.
But in some ways, I'd like to make this year's supper very simple and direct.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Oh, hello, Bert.
Don't stop for me. Carry on, everybody.
I was saying we didn't want to overcomplicate the supper this year.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Archer.
Thanks, Bert.
Yes.
Sometimes you lose sight of what it's all about.
Mm. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. And that's what I want us to focus on.
David and Chabba have found the heifer, boss.
Oh, good.
He'd have got out on the road.
Bert! We need to remember what the supper is all about.
Oh, well, that's easy. Thanking God for his good harvest.
Yes, exactly.
It's a question of how we express that best.
Why not show what a wealth of food we can grow in our corner of Borsetshire?
Oh. Mm.
So keep it locally produced food only.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. And if we're keeping it simple, why not just a buffet?
With all the ingredients donated by local farms.
Yeah, and what about gardeners?
Any local producer who wants to contribute.
Yeah, that's a nice open definition.
But how about anyone contributing don't have to pay for a ticket?
Oh, yes.
Well, except we are trying to raise as much money as possible.
Suppose contributors only have to make a donation, not pay the full price.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Is everyone happy with that?
I am.
And me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we've cracked it.
Then I'll put up a list of volunteers in all four churches as soon as possible.
What are you cooking?
Noodles.
Oh, yes.
Don't they look like when your mum makes them?
They look very nice. But it is early for the birthday dinner.
I'm cooking these for the kids' tea.
Oh. It's early for them too.
I wasn't sure how long they'd take.
So you are experimenting. Good.
Did you want something, Chabba?
I'm waiting for David. We need to get the cows in.
Oh, I see.
But I want to ask, the WI is good?
The WI?
The Women's something.
Institute?
Yes. Is it nice people?
Why do you want to know?
I am going to their meeting.
You can't.
But I must.
Chabba, it's what it says. It's for women.
But Jill has asked me to go.
To the WI?
To speak about my country.
Oh.
A man who speaks about humorous teapots is not coming next month.
Oh, yeah, they've had a speaker cancelled.
So Jill invites me.
Well, they're very nice.
Good.
These look ready to drain.
Shall I try some?
Well, that's very kind of you.
I can tell you if they are good.
I'm not sure I've got them quite right yet.
Well, I don't mind. I would like to try them.
Really?
Please, yeah.
Maybe the next batch. How about that?
Well, we can't stay long.
We promised to pick Pip and Josh up after school.
Mm. Well, you've got to let us toast you first, even if it's only with tea.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, then it's just us left, Janet. Oh, half a cup for me, please. I've some visits to make in Darrington.
Okay.
It's a lovely card, Bert. Do thank Frieda as well.
I will.
And I think the poem's super.
Well, it's only a piece of doggerel.
It's very well constructed.
Birthday rhymes is easy to write.
For you, perhaps, but not for everyone. Mm.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that reminds me. Lovely. Have you made your mind up about the competition yet?
There is a good question.
Oh, what's this? The Echoes Poetry Competition.
It's in this week to celebrate National Poetry Day.
I can't quite decide what to send in.
Well, you have to be quick.
Oh, no. Monday's closing day.
Yeah. Oh, you'll have to submit something, Bert. You're the best poet for miles.
Well, the trouble is, I don't know whether to write something special or send in one of my old ones.
What about a love poem?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Frieda would be very pleased to see herself immortalised in print.
Well, I might do.
Oh, good for you. You put the rest of us to shame. None of our family's any good at poetry, are they?
Well, Kenton wrote some limericks at school.
Yes, Dad. The less said about that, the better. Oh. Now, can I just thank everyone for giving up their time this afternoon?
It's been a very useful session.
It really has.
And a special thank you to Jill for turning out on her birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday, Martin.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Hope you'll be toasted into something stronger later on.
So do I.
Sheila was saying you're all having a meal at Brookfield.
Ruth does know Cathy's coming.
Yes, don't worry. Ruth's doing all the cooking?
Not all of it. Shula's making the pudding, aren't you, dear?
Oh, that's easy. Ruth's tackling the main course.
Yeah, it's Hungarian thing, isn't it?
Hungarian? Oh, is that some goulash?
Well,
you'd think so.
That's what I thought.
My Frieda was certain it was goulash.
But it's not.
No?
No, from what I've heard, it's much more involved than that.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I'm dying to see what Ruth serves up.
There'll be enough leeks.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah, I'll take those.
The carrots are going quite well at the moment.
Oh, good.
I don't know if we'll need a second sack, but still.
Here. Is that it?
Yep.
Well, the van's half empty.
Ambridge Organics isn't, though. The shelves need topping up, not overwhelming.
So you haven't even got room for a few more spuds?
Oh, Dad!
No, I'm just kidding.
They're selling quite well, actually. But I won't need any more till Monday.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Ed's managed to shift a few.
What, through the car boot sales?
Yeah. Said him and his dad had sold half a dozen bags inside an hour yesterday.
Yeah, that's not bad.
If they'd had more, they'd have sold more. They're collecting some later.
Oh, good.
That still leaves us with plenty.
Morning! Oh, hi, Auntie Jen.
Oh, early for you to be out and about, isn't it?
No. Is that around? In the kitchen. I'm sure there are plenty of days I'm collecting fees at the fishing lake before you've even had breakfast.
Yeah, probably.
She's not in the middle of something. She won't mind me dropping you, will she?
No.
Your father wasn't such an expert on getting up early when he was your age, Helen. Bye, then. Oh, never cross swords with Auntie Jen.
Yeah, good advice. Well, if you're set...
Oh, yeah, better get going.
Will we see you this evening?
Well, you might see me at lunch first.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if we're not too busy, I'll come back for an hour. Take some more stuff over.
Well, if you want a hand with anything.
Oh, I see. Can't get rid of me fast enough.
Hello.
I know.
Your mum and I are really going to miss you.
Oh, come on, Dad. I'll be calling in most days, and you'll see me at the shop. You won't have the chance to miss me.
There's still a drop in the pot.
No, thanks.
You sure?
I had breakfast an hour ago.
Oh, that was bright and early.
Oh, I'm often up at that time. And I wanted to get all my social duties out of the way.
Social duties?
Oh, it's only bits and pieces. I had to call in on Jill before coming here. Yeah, I'm so cross with myself.
What for?
Well, I was late getting her birthday card to her.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wanted to get everything out of the way early because I've got such a busy day ahead.
Oh, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm devoting it entirely to the website.
Applying the finishing touches?
Oh, I wish. All the essentials are in place, but there's so much detail to finish off before the launch.
Look, to be honest, I haven't discussed going with Tony yet.
Well, that's not what I've come about.
No?
No, no. After seeing on Tuesday, the first thing I said to Brian was, we must invite Pat and Tony over for a meal.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, it's such a long time since we did it.
I suppose it is.
I don't know if you're free at all next week.
We certainly are midweek, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, Tuesday would be ideal for us.
Well, let's go for that then.
Oh, perfect. And I'll make sure Brian keeps it free. What?
You're not inviting us over because...
Well, I thought it'd be nice for us all to get together.
You didn't think I needed cheering up?
No.
Because of Helen?
No, of course not.
Honey, you mustn't get the idea. I'm not getting things out of proportion.
I know you're not, Pat.
Well, she's an adult. I accept that. She has to make her own choices.
I just want an excuse to do some proper cooking, that's all.
Oh, well then.
I never get a chance these days. Brian's rushing around so much.
There's never enough time, is there?
No. Oh, Jill was saying she had a lovely meal last night.
What, for her birthday?
Yes. All Hungarian. Shula produced the most delicious pudding, a lovely sort of, sweet, sticky sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
And Ruth played her part as well.
Ruth was cooking?
Very sensibly, she stayed within her limits. A simple goulash.
Simon?
Hmm?
You haven't seen them, have you?
No. Oh, I could write better reviews than this.
What do you keep saying? I put them down a minute ago.
Oh, really, I could. This guy simply doesn't understand where we've got to with the novel.
Then why don't you have a go yourself?
You know, one of these days I'm going to have a go myself.
Good idea.
Show them how it ought to be done.
Oh, where have they got to?
What?
My car keys.
Well, they're here, right by the muesli.
Simon.
There you go. So, what's the plan?
Well, you follow me to the garage, I drop the car off, you take me to the farm.
Okay.
And then we reverse the process this afternoon.
Yeah, if these guys actually manage to do the service today.
They will, they're very reliable.
What time do you want to be picked up?
Well...
When?
If you're not too busy, about 3.
3 o'clock? Well, you'll never finish work by then.
Yeah, I will.
Debbie, I don't want to be hanging around there.
You won't be. There's hardly any wheat left to drill.
And your mum couldn't drive you back?
No, she's busy. Is this going to cause problems?
No.
I mean, I can hang on till later.
No. 3's fine. I'll shuffle a tutorial around.
No, you mustn't do that.
The kid will be delighted.
No, it doesn't seem fair.
He hasn't even handed his essay in yet. He won't believe his luck.
And that's really okay?
Yes.
Well, that's great, because I'm getting my hair trimmed at 4.
Hmm. Nice time management.
Well, I forgot about the service when I made the appointment. I mean, it's no big deal. I could cancel.
Don't give it another thought. Your chauffeur will be at Home Farm at 3 in the dark.
Yep, if you're not too busy writing reviews, that is.
Hey, I'm serious about that.
And as long as you can tear yourself away from Brenda Tucker.
What are you talking about?
Well, you seem to enjoy her company so much.
Brenda's company?
Yeah, you've been spending some time with her, haven't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, I can't hear enough about Willow Farm and her mother's hens.
Oh, is that what you discussed during your little tête-à-tête?
What tête-à-tête?
Near the Elgar Memorial Hall.
Oh, the wine bar.
See? It's no good denying it. I've heard from a very reliable witness.
Who?
Well, surely you realise by now I've got spies everywhere.
Well, rather myopic and competent ones, if I may say so.
So, what were you up to?
Nothing. You knew I was meeting up with some students. Brenda was just the first to arrive.
So there were others with you?
Yes. We moved on and met up with the rest elsewhere.
Oh, so it wasn't just Brenda. It was the whole harem.
Precisely that.
Oh, well, I'll have to make sure my informants are more observant in future.
If you've got enough time, yes, please.
Well, Clary and Colin have got the dairy running like clockwork.
They're excellent together, those two.
I'm starting to feel in the way.
There's only these few need trimming.
Have you got them in the knife?
Yes, one hanging up. Oh, not there.
I'll pack them for you then.
Right, here's a couple to start with.
Are you sure you're not cutting them too early?
Oh, if Helen's got customers asking for cabbage now.
Well, they aren't too small, I suppose.
She says she'll get a good price.
Neil was quite complimentary about the sausage mix.
He finally got to try the Christmas pudding special.
Oh, I thought I'd better make another batch to keep Tom happy.
And Neil was impressed?
Unless he was just being polite.
How would you know? Neil's always polite.
Not about the Grundys. Did you hear him?
Yeah. And what set him off this time?
Emma's hospital appointment came this morning.
Ah, yeah. Well, that would stir up some memories.
He's really not happy about her seeing William.
When's the appointment for?
Sometime next week.
Do you think she'll get much compensation?
I've no idea.
Well, I know it was an awful accident, but a year on, you'd hardly know she'd been hurt.
That's not true.
No? Oh, well, you can pull some of the leaves off that one, if you like.
Oh, yeah. Something's had a good chew, hasn't it?
Yeah. Now, if you ask me, she's got over it very well.
Yes, well, I wouldn't expect you to notice.
Notice what?
Emma doesn't make a fuss about it, but she's very careful what she wears these days.
Oh, she always looks nicely dressed.
She is, but if you look at what other girls at her age are wearing...
Oh, I find it best for my blood pressure not to.
Look, you just need to trim that stalk.
Oh, yeah. Slugs didn't get in too far.
And you can see from the way she carries herself, she's always very conscious of the scar.
I'm almost done.
Oh, you can take these back to the shop with you if you want.
Oh, they look good. Not bad for early October.
I'm leaving a box in my room. Don't throw it out.
Oh, of course we won't.
There's only posters and a couple of pictures. I don't know if there's anywhere to put them up yet.
We won't touch anything.
Oh, did you notice I left a few things out on the kitchen table for you?
Oh, the carving knives.
And a grater and a couple of other things.
It's all right, Mum. Greg's got a well-stocked kitchen.
I'm sure he has.
Those were just spares, weren't they, Pat?
Yes.
Mainly things that John had over at April Cottage. We hung on to them.
Of course Greg will have everything you need.
I'll take another look before I go.
Well, only take them if they're going to be useful.
Oh, by the way, I won't be back for tea.
Oh, Tom's out as well. That's going to make life peaceful for us, isn't it, Pat?
I'll be round after the shop shuts tomorrow. I'll pick up the box and anything else I've forgotten then.
Right. Oh, we see you then, love.
There we are.
Thank you, Jennifer. You're not joining me?
Well, I suppose there's plenty left, isn't there? Hmm.
You're the one person in Ambridge who always makes good coffee.
Thank you very much.
Though I don't mean to drag you away from the computer.
Oh, I'm glad of the break. My head's buzzing. Have we got enough galleries? Are the hot links working?
In that case, a timeout is called for.
You are keeping the 16th free?
You bet. I'll be here, roaming in cyberspace with the rest of Ambridge.
I haven't invited quite that many guests.
It'll be a landmark moment for the village.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Don't undersell what you're doing.
Well, it's certainly something of a personal landmark.
Mm.
Oh, Debbie shouldn't be much longer.
I knew this would happen. I told her she'd never be finished for three.
Oh, she'll have to get a move on if she's going to the hairdresser's.
Jenny!
Oh, do you want some coffee, darling?
No, I'm looking for a feed bill. Oh. Afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon.
What are you doing here?
I'm picking Debbie up.
Of course.
Was it the bill from Borchester Mills?
Yes.
I know where I've seen it. You picked it up when you came through earlier.
Did I?
Yep, it'll be in old racket.
It might well be.
I'll get it, darling. You help yourself to some coffee.
As a matter of interest, Brian, why did you think I'd come over?
I've no idea.
After all, I'm not the kind of guy who goes around stirring up trouble.
I'm sorry?
Debbie already knew about Wednesday night.
What do you mean?
There was no need for you to go around telling tales.
What?
I'd already told her I was meeting up with Brenda and a few other students.
I haven't said anything to Debbie.
No?
No.
That's funny, because no one else saw Brenda and me together.
Except, of course, all these other students you were meeting.
There was nothing going on, Brian. It was perfectly innocent.
Oh, was it?
Completely. We certainly weren't discussing translation fees.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I wonder what it could mean.
I don't know what absurd idea you've got into your head.
Perhaps you can guess.
But I want to make one thing absolutely clear.
I found it, darling. It was upstairs.
Debbie means a very great deal to me. And if you're doing anything to hurt her, watch out. Because I won't stand by and do nothing.
The Artist was written by Adrian Flynn and the Agricultural Story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.